Welcome to Reset, 40 is the New Happy. I'm Mike Morin, and once again, I will introduce you to somebody who left a couple of careers to find fulfillment working for himself. Today, David Waldman owns a video company because he believes that everybody has a story. Dave's story begins in college, where he studied engineering. He was good at math and science, even worked as an engineer in the commercial aircraft industry for a while. Then a family bowling center business, but neither satisfied him, apparently. All right, so David, let's go back to your childhood. You told me that you were guided into engineering, that's kind of in quotes. By whom?
My father. He was from a big company. That was what he knew. He knew big company and working for a company, and that's all he really knew. And that was his whole world. So that's what he saw. He started out in finance, and he told me, you know, no matter how high I get in my career, my boss is always someone who used to be an engineer. So I was guided into engineering. I said, but I don't think I want to be an engineer. And he said, well, that's okay. You can just be something with an engineering background. At that age, I was interested in TV and movies and all of that. His response was, yeah, you can't make a living with that. And that was the end of the conversation.
All right, so you have this gnawing inside of you that you have this creativity bug, not so much just interested in numbers or schematics or anything else. So did you express that to him, or did you just kind of dismiss it and say, well, just be an engineer?
I expressed it, but I didn't have anything I could come back with. It's like, well, what do you want to do? And I didn't have an answer. And that was it. So it was, I would go on to engineering. And then from there, okay, a big company, because that was the world. The world was you worked for a company.
Sure. All right, so you worked in commercial aircraft engineering for a while, but I guess you just weren't feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it in school, and I wasn't feeling it in my career. And my father calls me up one day, and he says, I've bought the house that we're going to retire to, and it's in Lake Tahoe. And I was in Southern California. Not happy with my job, not happy with where I was living. So I moved up there again, took an engineering job. And I think he and I both finally figured out engineering isn't for me. And he was retiring, so he was bored and he wanted something to do. So we went into business together. He bought a bowling alley, and I worked in the bowling alley, managing it. We bought a car wash. My sister and her husband moved out. We bought another car wash. And I was in retail for a while.
So you're doing all this stuff, but you're still probably getting that gnawing feeling that this isn't quite where I want to be yet.
Exactly. So after 10 years of being in business with my family, it was time to not be in business with my family. And my wife and I, at that point, I had already met my wife. We married. We had a child. We moved out here to New Hampshire. And we looked. Of course, I had to decide, what do I do now? And in looking at the bowling alley experience, if you ask me what was the one thing that I loved most about it, it was making the cable TV commercials to advertise the bowling alley. And the person I had worked with, a man named Brian Hoops, I looked at what he did, and I said, you know, I would love to just do that, make commercials. Brian did weddings on the side. He was a videographer and a video producer. So when we moved back here, I went to UMass Lowell, got a certificate in multimedia development, and got a job for a company that did educational software and video.
So finally you're finding yourself at age what?
At age 38.
All right, so Treasured Memories is born, and it helps, or at the time, initially the intent was to help families create, I guess you'd call them legacy videos. Was this partly because you had your grandmother share her life story on video shortly before she died?
Yes, it is. Before my grandmother passed away, we didn't know it was before she was going to pass away, but my mother had said, I want you to videotape grandma. So I wasn't doing this professionally. It was just a home camcorder on a tripod, no lighting, no external audio. But I videotaped my grandmother, and she ended up passing away less than a year later. My father contracted cancer about a year later and knew that it was going to happen quickly. So when we went out to visit, because we were living out here at that point, he also asked me, bring your camcorder. I want to do this. He did the same thing. We recorded his story, basically. And he passed away 2 weeks later. And so I saw a need. I saw a niche. And this is the direction I thought I saw the company going. I saw that I formed the company based on video biographies.
Toward the end, did your dad come around and feel happy for you that you were finally doing something that filled your soul?
During his video bio, because he's addressing the camera the whole time, he's not talking to me. He described where everybody was and what the kids were doing, and he said, "Dave's, you know, out in New Hampshire, and he's doing." And he didn't even really know what I was doing, actually, but because he passed away, I hadn't formed Treasured Memories yet. I had just, but I was working for the company that does software and video. And he said he's out there and he's happy and it's a good thing. And that's the closest I got to an apology from him. An apology for pushing me maybe where it wasn't, I shouldn't have been pushed.
So I don't know if that was a tearful moment, but I would guess in the number of the biographies and the legacy videos, there must have been some touching moments that probably got to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I get touching moments in everybody's, people that I don't even know. People that I just meet. I love the stories, which is another reason that I'm so passionate about this. What I've learned is that everybody has an interesting story. People that I meet that say, "You don't want to talk to me. I've never even left New Hampshire." Anybody who's lived enough years has got an interesting story.
Well, it's funny because that was the next comment or question on my little list of things to talk to you about. Having worked in radio as I did for over 40 years, I found that everybody had a story to tell, but I had to get it out of them quickly on the phone as part of the program. And you're right. People don't give themselves enough credit for thinking that they've lived a boring life. They say, "Oh, look at all the people you've met and interviewed." I say, "Yeah, but you've done some really cool stuff and you need to tell us about that."
Absolutely. I'll ask people, one of my favorite stories, I just have to tell it right here. I know it's going to take up some time. I always ask, or oftentimes I'll ask, "What's your favorite movie?" And the woman will invariably say, "Gone with the Wind." And then she'll tell me, I said, "Well, tell me about when you went to see it." And she's telling me about the date, and her date picks her up, and they're going to the movie, and another vehicle comes around the corner, and I guess he was going too fast, or he swerved or something, and they had to swerve off to the side of the road, and they actually overturned onto their side, which is a mildly interesting story, until I tell you that the two vehicles involved were horse-drawn carts.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, I mean, it puts it all in perspective. I mean, these are people that could tell you the first time their house got electricity. They could tell you about what it was like living through World War II and having to dim all the windows at night so that the aircraft flying over couldn't see you. This is just amazing stuff, you know, what it's like to have to haul ice into the house from the lake if you want cold food.
Sure. All right, so you're 44 when you start Treasured Memories Video. What are a few of the challenges of shifting gears when other guys at your age have maybe 20 years and one career at this point, and you're starting at the bottom again?
That's the biggest challenge, I think, is you're starting at the bottom again. I did it when I went into the bowling industry. When we moved to New Hampshire and I was going to UMass, I was starting brand new. I worked at Circuit City for a year selling appliances, so I was brand new. And when I formed Treasured Memories and decided I'm going to be a videographer and a video producer, there's a lot that you just learn. I didn't go to school for video production like some kids going to Emerson now, so or other film schools. So it's that being a beginner, constantly being a beginner and trying to come up to speed as quickly as you can so you can compete with your peers.
But you weren't afraid to do that?
No, I wasn't afraid to do it. I was nervous about it, sure. But you know, I'd like to consider myself a lifelong learner. And when you do that, when you're constantly learning new things and trying new things, you get used to not being good at it at the beginning.
Sure. All right, so I really do like the concept of legacy and biographies. I watched several of them from your website. But I'm guessing you can't make a living on a niche concept like that. So how did you adapt to broaden your business base?
I adapted by quickly realizing that I had to be a videographer, not a video biography person. So my tagline basically is, a videographer is a storyteller. Let us tell your story. And that's the way I approach everything. So, of course, I have wedding video, business video, pretty much anything you can point a camera at, I approach as storytelling. I'm telling the story of your life, the story of your business, the story of a product, the story of the day. It's all storytelling. I approach it all that way. So very content driven.
I would guess that one of the things that makes you happy to get up in the morning if you have a job to go to is you know that it will not be like any other day you've ever had. Every story is different.
Every story is different. Every day is different. And I've actually posted that several times in blog posts. The fact that tonight I'm going to be videotaping a couple of people doing live performance. Last week on Saturday morning was a funeral. Saturday night was a wedding. I've been on roofs. I've been out in the woods. I love the variety, and I love the variety of the people that I meet and the industries and that I'm exposed to.
So I sense that you are fulfilled now. You've found your place. But what are some of the challenges of owning a business?
The challenge of owning a business is oftentimes staying busy. You have to go out and get the customers yourself. I do a lot of networking for that reason. You need self-discipline, obviously. It's very, very easy. I work out of my home, so it's very, very easy to say, yeah, I feel like watching a movie this morning and going over watching a movie, and then you watch another, and before you know it, you've blown the day. Which is a lot easier if you love it. It's a lot easier to not fall into that trap if you love what you do. And so I feel fortunate that I've been able to find something that keeps me motivated enough that sometimes I'd rather be in my office editing than, you know, out in the living room watching television. But the challenges oftentimes are just, you don't know where that next paycheck is coming from unless you go out and you get it. You get it yourself. You have to be everything. You're the accountant. You're the sales force. You're the marketing person.
I can't help but think that, you know, even though your dad didn't fully appreciate what you wanted to do, he was right about the engineering part. I'm sure you have drawn upon some of that knowledge in equipment and everything else to get where you are today.
Probably more than I even realize. Yeah. And it's also helped me. It's helped me to be a wider range. Knowledge is good. So anytime you have more knowledge, I can walk. One of my big clients is a customer. One of my big clients / customer is a plumbing company, and I can talk to them, and I understand. I understand equipment. I know that. I've done work for Team Engineering, which is an engineering firm, and again, I can speak the language. So I have, I have one foot in that technical door, which I'm sure has helped me along the way.
Final question. It's always the last question. Advice to somebody who's been in your position. You took the leap. Not everybody does. So how are you going to push them off the fence?
If you don't love what you're doing, then start looking. They say that, life is short. Life is really, really long if you're stuck in a job that you don't like. You spend a lot of time at work. And I've spent time being that clock watcher that's looking up and seeing it's 10 to 5 and going, what can I do for 10 more minutes? You have to love what you're doing. And if you don't, then keep looking.
And take a chance. Believe in yourself, right?
Take a chance. Believe in yourself. I mean, money is important, but it is not everything. The bowling alley business, I would be wealthy if I had stayed at the bowling alley. So money is important, but it's not the most important thing.
David Waldman owns B2B Video Solutions and Treasured Memories Video, and that is his story. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. It was great.